Streaming now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Christine.
Well, something we haven't talked about for basically the past year, jury trials. What's happening with the courts here in Plymouth County, and how does that affect what your office tries to get done?
Yeah, well, I mean, it certainly affects what we're doing, and we're certainly at a different time right now with the COVID issues, and it's not just Plymouth County. It's every county here in the Commonwealth and in the United States. So I think all the district attorneys and all the law enforcement agencies and all the different groups that are trying to get cases to trial, I have faced significant challenges.
Yeah, because it seemed like every couple of months, okay, the trial courts are going to be closed for until at least XY date. It was 3 months, 3 months. It's pretty much been, what, most of the past year?
Yeah, we're still getting dates. I mean, I give credit to the trial court. They're trying to, you know, in an uncertain time, trying to come up with the rational answers that we can, but the world's different. The world changes. And unfortunately, COVID-19 has been sneaking into our buildings, meaning that in certain times we've had to shut down various courts in our county at the last moment. We've had to shut down our grand jury a number of times. And that's always a challenge because you have to have a certain number of people for the grand jury. And we need those for investigation and to continue the more serious cases going forward. So it's a challenge.
Have you been able to have actual jury trials, and has the number of members of that jury, has that changed, or how you bring them into the courts?
Yeah, no, we just started doing jury trials again on or about March 1. I believe one of the first jury trials in the state was actually done at Plymouth District Court. However, we're only doing 6-person jury trials so far. We haven't done 12-person, which are the Superior Court jurisdiction cases, the more serious cases. And we're, you know, doing different things. They just impaneled a case this week in Plymouth District virtually. And the jury comes in for the trial itself, but they're picking people online. And that's an unusual thing. That's never really happened before.
Yeah, so that means, because I've sat on a few juries, and it usually would be a huge bunch of people right. Come in, like 50 or 60 people, then this group could leave. So that's not happening.
Yeah, no, not in that room, because it's impossible to social distance. So I think I give credit to, you know, all the various courts. Here in our county, we, you know, Plymouth District Court is our newest one. It's the one that's probably the best and able to do jury trials. So all of our jury trials so far have occurred down there. Brockton Superior Court and Brockton 6-person jury have been very, you know, they're very old. They're older buildings. Mm-hmm. And it's much more difficult to keep people safe with the virus.
So what have you been able to do in the past year? How many actual trials have you been able to hold?
Yeah, we've been able to do approximately 121 trials throughout the course of the year. The vast majority of those have been bench trials. We've done 3 or 4 jury trials. But what I keep telling the people in my office, and I tell all of our witnesses, is that we have to be ready so that when the curtain eventually goes up, which is probably, hopefully, going to be June-ish, mm-hmm. that time, and I say ish because I don't know, mm-hmm. We're going to be ready to go. We have serious cases that need to be heard. We have people that are in custody that have a right to have their cases heard. And we have victims who are demanding justice throughout our county. So I'm very aware of that. We continue to work on our cases, get our things ready to go, deal with the cases that we can deal with, and make sure that we can try these cases as soon as we can to get the ball moving.
Definitely check with you about this issue again. That's Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. We've got traffic and weather right after this.